About 10 years ago, the Lutheran pastor and author Nadia Boltz Weber posted a sermon on Mary in which she included these musings. I know people get hung up on believing the virgin birth thing, but for me, the harder thing to believe was that the angel Gabriel actually found someone to say yes. I've always wondered if there were like a VH1 Behind the Music special about Mary, if we'd finally learn the whole story. Like how many girls said no that night before Angel Gabriel found one who would finally say yes. And the rest of her sermon is a thoughtful word on what kind of blessedness Mary was in for. A journey of parenthood that would eventually end in witnessing the excruciating treatment and death of her child. What kind of yes are we in for this Christmas, if we are in for any yes at all? And are we up for the journey? The journey may likely lead, as Boltz Weber notes, somewhere between the sentimentality of a marketed Christmas and the cynicism of an unbelievable one. Where will yes take us the days as the days diminish still in their light? As we enter these darkest days of the year. Yes is a word that therapists and counselors the country over in the last few years have counseled us to use cautiously. Time and energy for many of us can be spherically pulled in so many different directions of different important causes or in the maintenance of relationships that can now extend around the globe. And perhaps this is even more true over the holidays. Saying no can be necessary to tend the ever-precious and sacred time with family or dear friends, or even in solitude, time with ourselves. It can be difficult to sort amidst the frenetic energy of these days the sacred invitations that call from the deep, and that offer us a chance to respond. No can be necessary to these kind of intentional and sacred yeses. The divine is moving among us. Where will our response to it take us? Mary's Magnificat may offer a clue. Her young adult response was a recognition of the sacred's relationship to the hungry, the poor, the broken, the hurting. How astute sometimes are young hearts and minds. Mary was not the only pregnant prophet who reminded people of faith of this relationship between God and the hurting, however. Hundreds of years earlier, the mother of Samuel, Hannah, offered a similar prayer. My heart exalts the Lord, she prayed after her son, Samuel, who would become a prophet, was born. She prayed, the boughs of the mighty are broken, but the feeble gird on strength. Those who were full have hired themselves out for bread, but those who were hungry are fat with spoil. The barren has borne 7, but she who has many is forlorn. The God revealed in Scripture attends to the humble, the broken, and the hurting. So about 4 years ago, my spouse bought me this T-shirt from the Episcopal Relief and Development. They were selling them to support the Women's March in D.C. in January 2017, and it was when "I'm with her" was used as a political slogan. And here the same phrase rests above a print of the Virgin of Guadalupe with the Spirit of Mary and Hannah's prayers. On the back, cast down the mighty from their thrones and lift up the lowly. A friend recently shared with me a poem by the poet and blogger Malcolm White. It's titled "The Visitation," and it carries the themes of these women prophets and their small and courageous yeses. And it goes like this. Here is a meeting made of hidden joys. of lightnings cloistered in a narrow place. From quiet hearts, the sudden flame of praise, and in the womb, the quickening kick of grace. Two women on the very edge of things, unnoticed and unknown to men of power, but in their flesh, the hidden spirit sings, and in their lives, the buds of blessing flower. And Mary stands with all we call too young. Elizabeth with all called past their prime. They sing today for all the great unsung. Women who turned eternity to time. Favored of heaven, outcast on the earth. Prophets who bring the best in us to birth. Amidst the whisperings between women through history, these often secondary characters, comes the sense of what saying yes to the divine entails. The lowly and forgotten are lifted up. They are seen. The hungry are fed. We care for the broken among us. The Virgin of Guadalupe, Mary, Hannah, Elizabeth, they all testify. This week, the feminist educator Bell Hooks died. She was an academic visionary who offered a different and more whole way of teaching. She was vocal in her critique of academic culture that devalued and shamed marginal voices and marginal ways of knowing. Hers was a voice that wanted Black and female student experience to be seen, for learning culture to include these experiences among all others. But she set this desire in a larger vision. In one of her books, Teaching Community, she wrote this: "Our senses are assaulted by the stench of domination every day, here in the places where we live. No wonder then that so many people feel terribly confused, uncertain, and without hope. Despair is the greatest threat. When despair prevails, we cannot create life-sustaining communities of resistance." Paulo Freire, she quoted, reminds us that without a vision for tomorrow, hope is impossible. Perhaps this is the yes that Mary spoke into being and into which we are called this season. One that rises from all that may bury us in despair, and there is much of it. An ascent to a holy vision and the courage to not give up. There is a vision of beloved community yet unfolding. Though we may not know how or what exactly, God is still in the midst. Don't give up. Years ago, I had entered an intentional community in search of a deeper sense of God's presence. It was at a time when much of what I felt was God's silence and absence, when I was confused that I knew God or what was meant by that term God at all. The community was a group of people held together by their vulnerability, the distinction of ability and disability blurred. The night that I arrived, I turned off the lights to the room I had in this shared house. When I lay down, above me, someone had carefully placed glow-in-the-dark stickers. Shining above me in that green glow was simply the word, yes. There was something incredibly symbolic about an affirmation that shone faintly amidst this very dark night. I have seen your own lives testify in different ways. Our incredibly talented organist, Mark Wong, has said yes to another journey. And this is his official last Sunday as our organist, though not a goodbye, as he begins another vocational call to help in the restoration of the organ to which he listened to as a child at his home congregation. We celebrate his time with us, the talent that he has shared, and we send him off with care in this next step of his own journey, a going home of sorts. What kind of yes are you in for this Christmas? What kind of yes am I in for? What kind of yes are we in for together? God comes yet, always to the broken and the vulnerable. Don't give up. Amen.